Shantae is the founder of the multi-million dollar company Black Girl Sunscreen. And today she takes us through how she built her empire. Hi guys, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. I'm here today with Shantae Lundy, the founder of Black Girl Sunscreen. Shantae, say hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Well, why don't you give us a rundown of who you are, what you do, and what Black Girl Sunscreen is?
Yeah, sure. I am the creator and founder of a revolutionary sunscreen for women of color that has eliminated the white residue while incorporating natural ingredients such as jojoba, cacao, avocado. We started back in 2016 and never looked back.
I love it. And I think it's a very underrepresented and not enough talked about area. Even the other day, I was talking to my mom and she was like, because I don't wear makeup on a daily basis anymore because we're not going anywhere, right? And she had gone out for a day and she was like, were you wearing makeup or something? Like, what was it on underneath? And I was like, no, I had my mask on. There was no foundation. And she was like, I don't know, there was some white casty thing. And I was like, oh, it was probably my sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's pasty. It was blah, 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 blah. So it's really nice to see that somebody has created such an amazing thing that has honestly changed the game.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. What was it like when you started? What inspired you to start it?
Really just my love of being outdoors and always being offered a product that didn't work for my complexion. But cosmetic products are supposed to make you feel good and look good. And what was currently on the market at that time didn't do those things. Right. So it was more about mustering up the courage and confidence on if I could, you know, implement a solution to this issue that I was having, because could I be the only Black or brown girl that wanted to protect her skin, but without looking crazy, right? So there were several things that like got us started and really motivated me to start with one SKU at the time.
How did you build up the confidence to go out and say that you're going to do it?
Self-talk, positive self-talk, and saying that like, what's the worst that could happen?
Right.
That no one buys it.
I like, right?
Because that's really what it's about. It's, so what's the alternative?
Right. And I think shifting your mindset just to be like, okay, what's the worst that can happen? Like in reality, oh, okay, well, it doesn't work out. You didn't lose anything, you know?
Right.
At least you tried.
Right.
What was it like going through the process of creating it? Because it's the first of its kind, right? So manufacturing, vendors, what was all that like?
Hard in the sense of, so there's typically strategy involved in when you're identifying, you know, a chemist, a manufacturer or a supplier or anybody that you're going to do business with. And depending on your strategy, maybe it's saying, okay, I want to be regional. So, mm-hmm. or I want to be within a certain region, and you want to identify, you know, whoever you're working with within that region. You want to be close to water, right? So your raw materials or components can come in easier and not have to travel inland. Or you want to work with maybe an all-female, you know, company. There's just so many different factors
that
come into play. And for me, my strategy was to identify a company that would align with Black Girl Sunscreen in terms of our journey. You know, are you willing to grow with us, as opposed to shutting down our ideas, shutting down our progressiveness, meaning, hey, we're introducing something new to a community that has been left out of a conversation. So that was very important for how I determined who we would partner with.
Yeah. And I think determining those core values and not losing sight of that becomes hard, especially when you're trying to build something like this, because it's not an easy industry. It's ever changing. It's ever growing. And there's a lot of competition. So for you, what was it like when you finally had found it? Did it, what was your thought process?
I mean, it was, you know, it's not bittersweet. It's not necessarily rewarding. It's kind of just like a step, right? Like it's a small win to lead up to the big picture.
Yeah.
It was necessary. And I think that there's always going to be, you know, challenges and pros that come with a lot of relationships. So that's what it was like, you know, finding a manufacturer or a chemist or a supplier. You feel like, you know, you've checked something off of like your list. Like, okay, I can move on and go on to the next thing. But you always have to circle back because these accounts and relationships need maintenance.
What are some of the things that you still encounter, like struggles that you still encounter on a daily basis?
I think the overall is just really the notion of people of color protecting their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just hoping that people are entering a conversation open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Going with that, because if you're not open-minded, that means that they're not there to listen, right? Like, that's not who we're trying to convert. We're just trying to talk some safety tips and pros and benefits.
Right.
So that's probably the biggest, you know, I'd say that not even the challenge, but just something that we have to continue to chip away at.
Yeah. And I think that it's not talked about enough. And I remember when I told my mom that I was interviewing you because we were talking about the sunscreen and she was so excited. She was like, I never thought about it like that. Like when you really think about it, sunscreen is not made for people of color. And it's not that it can't be done because clearly you're doing it. So it's not that it can't be done, but it's just that nobody ever did it.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious on like, what are your mom's thoughts on sun care? Because you know, different generations have different beliefs and opinions.
When I told her, she doesn't use sunscreen that much because I don't think she actually has, well, chemicals, and she's like, oh, it may be bad for your skin, so try and not use it as much as you can. But when I told her about this, she got really excited. She was like, oh my goodness, this is great. But when we were talking about it, she was like, we never thought about how it's really just not made for people of color. Mm-hmm. Like I had that big white cast on my face and she was like, it looked pasty and it looked like whatever. And I was like, I wasn't wearing any makeup. I wasn't wearing any foundation. It was my sunscreen.
So what sparked you to wear sunscreen?
To protect my skin.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just from the sun, right?
Yeah.
So what's something that you could, if you could go back and say something to your 16-year-old self, what would you say to her?
You know, we just talked about this the other day, myself and my customer experience team, like, and the question was, would we hire our 16-year-old selves? And it was a resounding yes across the board.
Wow. Because
clearly, we all see some type of ambition, determination, and drive within our adults, right? That has carried over really from, you know, our teenage years. So, you know, me... Now, looking at myself in my younger years, I wouldn't tell her anything because I feel very good at where I'm at today. And it's because of who I was then. And that's why I am who I am now.
Yeah, 100%.
So everything that the 16-year-old Chante has done was for a reason and got her on a path that maybe didn't lead directly to where I am today, but indirectly to where I am today. So we wouldn't change anything. We wouldn't give any advice. Maybe to keep going and don't like let up on certain like passions. So mm-hmm. for example, mm-hmm. I played the violin at a very young age, all the way through high school, and I stopped playing because I didn't think it was like cool enough. But I love the violin, and I know that if I would have continued to play, I would have been really good at it. So it's more about, you know, there were certain things that like just trumped playing the violin, for example.
Right. Yeah. That's a really nice response. I actually haven't heard that yet. And I think it's really refreshing to hear because I constantly think about like, what's the future going to be like, you know, what's the next thing going to be like? What would I tell myself if I could see who I am or what I am doing right now. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to hear that.
Thanks.
What's your, or who's your hero?
You know, I don't have a hero per se. Like, I don't necessarily like look up to anyone. I think that I admire strength within other females. I respect women that are on their hustle and on they're like very independent and, you know, are go-getters. It's very difficult to be on this entrepreneurial journey. Mm-hmm. So I respect women that continue to have the drive every day. And those are like my real life heroes. I don't necessarily have one, but to see someone persevere despite of challenges and life getting in the way and still getting it done, that speaks volume to me.
I agree 100%. And I think especially in these trying times where motivation is hard to find and that drive is really hard to come by and we lose it a lot of the time, seeing people who show are that for you, right? Those role models, it's really inspiring to see.
Agreed.
What are some ways that you maintain your motivation and your drive and you just keep on going?
That's going back to the 16-year-old self, right? That's already like instilled in me. Because if not, then there will be days that I would give up just because it gets a little hard.
Right.
So I typically see the bigger picture. I'm very optimistic. And I know that whatever I'm trying to achieve will come. And that's my motivation behind what I'm doing today and any day. That if there's a mistake or if there's an issue, it will pass. And that's how I look at life.
That's the best way to think about it. It's just, it's not forever. It's temporary, whatever you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And even, go ahead.
But not everybody thinks that way.
Yeah. Right. And even I think that comes with like the good and the bad, you know, living in the moment, knowing that it's not forever and it's temporary and really absorbing it. And if you're feeling something that's not so great, that's temporary too. And you're not going to feel it forever.
Yep. That is for sure.
What's your favorite thing about your career?
It's fun. It's so fun. It's so fun in the respect of the impact that the brand is having on a community.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, being able to pave the way for other, you know, SPF brands that are going to come behind us, or even being able to pave the way for the impossible. This is fun, being in a space where you're a leader and able to make a social impact. So, but with all of that comes the people that are involved, everyone that's part of this journey and believes in what we're doing. So all of it is very fun on a day. And, you know, pretty much mostly everyone that works here says that it doesn't feel like work. The day goes by like zoom, like really fast. So for that, it just means that you're having fun. But we're also bringing our passion into an environment where it's helpful.
What do your days look like building a company? That's exciting.
It depends on the day. So today it was a day of talking conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like my fourth conversation. I had a couple of podcasts earlier this morning, and right before your conversation, I had a meeting with one of our departments.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just depends on the day. Some days are just admin work. Some days I am sitting in with different departments. Some days we're doing photo shoots. We're doing, different collaborations. So it really just depends on what's on the calendar.
Is that what makes it so fun?
Yes. I think more of the social impact is what's really making it fun, because we get to see the results of our work.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it takes time.
Yeah. Yes. Doesn't happen overnight. What's something that you want to be remembered for?
really changing the narrative within the Black and Brown community on sun safety.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Any other things that you want to say?
No, I think it's important that you understand the power of your platform and continue to share it with other, you know, entrepreneurs, especially, you know, women of color that would love the exposure, right? Because this is how we empower and uplift and continue to bring others with us.
Yes, yes. Just really quickly, are you spiritual? Has spirituality at all played in your success?
I would say that I have certain beliefs. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that the things that you think are empowering and can take over, I think that your words are also can come true. So I do think that you are a force. Now, is that spiritual? I don't know. Wait, I don't know.
Huh? What you believe.
But it's what I believe.
Right.
Right? So positive self-talk, positive thoughts. I believe that you can remove yourself from your thoughts if you know how, and that comes through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's almost like, okay, your thoughts are on the bus. Are you choosing to get on the bus or step off the bus? Right. Sometimes you have to get on the bus, but you can step off of the bus and just let those thoughts go by because they will go by. So, you know, if your thoughts are not good thoughts, and that's pretty much what you're going to dwell on.
Yeah. Yeah. It all really just comes down to your perspective and how you think about things and what you say to yourself.
Right. I believe in things happening for a reason.
Yes.
Small, super, super small things. Like, one over the Memorial Day weekend, I was staying at a hotel and because I went to Vegas, and there was a family. It was a white family, a mom, dad, a mom, dad, a son. And then the son had a Black boy with him. I didn't know if that was his friend, right? Because you could bring a friend on vacation, or an adopted brother. And the mom laid down and the Black boy started putting on sunscreen on the mom. And I'm like, oh, this has to be her adopted son, because it'd be like super weird.
Right.
Right. So I was telling my friend, I'm like, hey, I want to ask the family if they are applying sunscreen to the Black boy, because I see that the whole family is putting on sunscreen. So anyway, I walk up to them and I say, excuse me, I see that you're practicing sun safety. And I directed my question to the mom. And the mom was like, yeah, we do. I was like, okay, I'm curious if you practice sun safety on him, referring to the little Black boy. And she says, yeah, actually we do. We use a product called Black Girl Sunscreen. And I was like, no way. And the dad's like, no, honey, it's actually called, and he pulls it out of his bag, and it was BGS Kids. Right, which even made it better, because we were talking about probably a boy that was like 11 or 12 years old, right? And it was really appropriate for him. So that showed me that BGS Kids was doing what it was supposed to be doing, cultivating togetherness, creating wellness, and of course, educating on sun safety. So let's just say that, and this is going way back, right? Let's just say that I didn't choose to go away from Memorial Day weekend, and I didn't choose to be in that hotel, and it was on a Friday, it was a work day. I chose to work at the pool that day. So what if all those things didn't happen? I wouldn't have run into that family, right? So things happen for a reason, and the universe was just really reconfirming that I was put on this planet to do this. So that's why I believe in those type of energies.
That's crazy. You could have been anywhere else. It's just the way that things happen. And like those coincidences, I actually just spoke to somebody. I don't know if you know who Haley Hoffman Smith is, but she's like the spiritual guru, I guess. And she was just saying how coincidences just don't exist. They're like glitches in the matrix. And I was like, what? But just thinking about your experience, like you could have been at anywhere, any place, anytime. but it happened to be that right. Like, that's just, oh my goodness. And that makes my heart so happy.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different situations where, you know, I encounter people and it's those moments. Like, I literally could be anywhere. Or the other day, you know, we were trying to secure a partnership mm-hmm. with some talent. And I went to the mall, and I don't really go to the mall that much, but I went into a particular store and the talent was there.
Wow. Like, yeah.
Like, okay. And then I just asked, like, hey, you know, your people reached out to Black Girl Sunscreen. Like, what are we doing? So yeah, I do think, you know, it's interesting that the healer said that coincidences don't happen. They're glitches in the matrix. I think everybody has their own beliefs, and that's my beliefs. So
amazing. And I just can't even, just the way that things align sometimes, it's like, honestly, mind boggling. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah. That was a good question.
Thank you. No, thank you so much for coming. And I know this was short, but.
No, it's short. And I think that too, that, you know, I have conversations, and these were, you know, questions that a couple of the questions were questions that haven't been asked before. So I think although it was short, it was impactful and it's going to give listeners something different about Shantae.
I agree. And I love your name, the BGFS. I love it.
Oh yeah. On Zoom. Yep. So the BGFS is the Black Girl of Sunscreen. Did you already know that?
Yeah, I got it. Wait, cause I was like, oh wait, the BGFS, the Black Girl of Sunscreen. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people are like, oh, what does that mean?
I was able to pick it up, but why don't you go ahead and shout out your Instagram, your socials, your website, and all of that goodness.
Yeah. So you can find Black Girl Sunscreen across all social platforms, Black Girl Sunscreen. And then if you find me, you'll find me.
Shantae Lundy.
That's right. That's right. So you did a really nice job.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, of course.
Shantae, thank you so, so much for coming on and talking about your story. It was truly such a meaningful and valuable podcast episode. So thank you. And in case you guys didn't know, Shantae is the founder of the multi-million dollar company. Let me say that again. Multi-million dollar company, Black Girl Sunscreen. In case you guys don't know what Black Girl Sunscreen is, it is a sunscreen geared towards ethnic women, in particular Black women of various shades and complexions. The sunscreen lotion is a melanin booster, fragrance-free, ultra-sheer, lightweight moisturizer that leaves no white residue. You can wear it whenever, wherever, by the pool, to the beach, outdoor activities, just day-to-day errands. It not only protects you from the sun, but enables people of color, and specifically Black women, to feel free and confident while being outside. Personally, I talked a little bit about this on the podcast episode. My life has changed after I started using Black Girl Sunscreen. I was literally at I think it was like an outdoor summer party. And later that day, my mom came and was like, what was that white casty thing on your face? Like, it looked very cakey and whatever. I was like, well, I wasn't wearing foundation. I don't know what it could have been. And then I just went down the list of like my skincare and everything, and I realized that the only thing I had on was moisturizer and sunscreen and concealer, but concealer wouldn't be cakey all over my face. It was my sunscreen that was leaving that thick, casty, ugly look. And then the next week I got the opportunity to interview Shantae. And my life completely changed because I am such an advocate for Black Girl Sunscreen. I love that product so much. It has changed my life. And it really is a moisturizer. I think I did a favorites episode. I think it was my October favorites. That was like one of the first things I mentioned was Black Girl Sunscreen. One of my all-time favorites. Can't say enough amazing things about it. I highly, highly recommend you guys check it out. I will try and leave a link to wherever they sell in the description. I know they sell at Target, they sell at Walmart, they sell it in a whole bunch of different places. I always fangirl when I see them in the aisles. Yeah, thank you, Shantae, for coming, and thank you guys for sitting through another episode of What's On Your Mind, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. All right, bye.